The 100 Mile House Minor Soccer Association has extended its registration period in a bid to attract more players and coaches. OMHSA President Amy McKean said this year they are looking to have enough coaches and players to field at least two teams per age group. With early registration proving a bit slow this year, she and the rest of the board have made the choice to extend it until April 1st from the original March 1st deadline. "We're looking for more numbers in the older age groups. We've got tons of Timbits, which we always do, you know, little kids wanting to get in there. Our oldest age group, the U16 to U18s, we're looking for numbers and we're open and ready," McKean said. "We really just want to see people out there and see our numbers stay stable." This year, the OMHSA has made several changes, including upping the registration fees to keep them competitive with other soccer organizations in the province. McKean added this increase was also done so they could offer greater discounts to potential coaches to increase their numbers. This includes separate discounts for both certified and non-certified coaches. McKean said they also moved their registration up this year to encourage people to sign up early so they could form teams in advance of the season. While they have had a fair amount sign up as a result, McKean noted it's not quite the numbers they need to form effective teams. "My goal this year was to try and spread out our tracking calendar so that things aren't bulked into busy time so over the slow season we can get stuff done," McKean remarked. "I think those things have maybe brought a little surprise and confusion to the community, which is understandable." Registration fees are $120 for the Timbits age group and $180 for all U8 to U18 house teams. McKean said in addition to the discount for coaches, they also still have the multi-child discount for any families enrolling multiple players. "It used to be if you coached 1 year you wouldn't get the coaches discount until you returned the next season. Now that we've started this new program, we're trying to start from scratch. What we've done this year is you'll still get your coaches discount, but you'll get it as a refund at the end of the season if you stay." With OMHSA looking to form two teams per age group, they'll have around 16 teams in need of coaches. Ideally, each team would have at least two coaches, however, she noted they can make do with one each if need be. "It's normal to have the kids that age out whose parents have been coaching all the time age out too. You can't expect that their kids have been gone for 10 years and they're still coming out. It's nice, but that's not realistic, so hopefully, parents want to try their hand at it." Meanwhile, as far as the representative teams go, McKean said players will be traveling to Williams Lake, Quesnel, and now Prince George to play. OMHSA also plans to organize the second annual Carter Vi Memorial Tournament and host the second annual Reed Davidson Memorial Tournament. Anyone looking to join OMHSA this year as a player, referee, or coach can sign up via their website www.omsa.ca. McKean said if they have enough coaches and refs signed up, they'll be able to offer training at the OMHSA soccer fields. "It's great, you learn a lot of skills and it is BC-wide. So if someone coaches here and in a couple of years they move and their kids still play soccer, the training is still good," McKean remarked. Anyone looking for additional information can reach out to OMHSA at 250-706-3865 or office.omsa@gmail.com.